AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been stepping up pressure on Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. And on Monday, Trump said
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
Amr Madani reports we're learning more.
The CIA was behind the recent drone strike in a docking area believed to have been used by Venezuelan drug cartels. That's according to two people familiar with details of the operation who spoke with the Associated Press. They requested anonymity to discuss the classified manner. The strike further raises stakes in what began as a massive buildup of U.S. personnel, which has been followed by at least 30 U.S. military strikes on alleged drug boats in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. Trump has repeatedly said Maduro's days in power are numbered, as he and his administration have repeatedly accused his government of spearheading the flood of illegal drugs into the U.S.
And Lisa Dwyer has new revelations on the January 6th Capitol riot.
The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee has released a transcript and a video of a closed-door interview with former special counsel Jack Smith, who says the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol does not happen without Donald Trump. Smith pushed back on accusations that the investigation was politically motivated, characterizing Trump as the most culpable and most responsible person. The December 17th deposition was conducted privately, despite Smith's request to testify publicly. Trump was indicted on charges of conspiring to undo the 2020 election and of willfully retaining classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Both cases were abandoned after Trump's 2024 election win, with Smith at the time citing Justice Department policy against the indictment of a sitting president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration's frozen child care funds to all 50 states after allegations of fraud at Minnesota daycare centers. And as the new year arrives, New York City's swearing in a new mayor, Zoran Mamdani. This is AP News. 8-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died at 77.
His representative announcing Smallwood passed away Tuesday due to complications from kidney failure. Smallwood had faced health challenges for years, but his dedication to music kept him going. His songs were recorded by artists such as Whitney Houston and Destiny's Child. Smallwood's music inspired many, including Chaka Khan, who praised his brilliance and spirit. Writing on Facebook, Chaka Khan said Smallwood opened up my whole world of gospel music. His music didn't just inspire me, it transformed me. Smallwood began playing piano at age 5 and formed his first gospel group by 11. One of his biggest hits was the song Total Praise. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.